The more duplicitous, Braverman blasts Sunak for failing to deliver on cutting migration. By Kurt Zindelka on November 15, 2023. In a damning rebuke of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, sacked Home Secretary Suella Braverman castigated her former boss as either being too incompetent to deliver on the Conservative Party's promises or lying about a desire to do so. Staunch Brexiteer Suella Braverman was ousted on Monday from her role as Britain's Minister of the Interior in a cabinet reshuffle by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in the wake of Liberal outrage over her criticisms of the mass anti-Israel rallies held weekly in London following the October 7 Hamas terror attacks in Israel. Braverman, whom many considered to be the lone small-c conservative holdout in the globalist Sunak government after the purge that followed the collapse of the Truss administration, shot back at her former boss in a letter published late Tuesday, claiming that the PM not only failed to fulfill promises made to her personally but on policy item pledges to the public as well. She claimed to have only accepted Sunak's initial offer of the role of Home Secretary upon receiving firm assurances that he would commit to several of her top priorities, including reducing overall legal immigration in line with the 2019 Tory manifesto by forming student visas and increasing salary thresholds for employment visas. In addition, to finally put an end to illegal boat migration across the English Channel, Braverman said that Sunak agreed to remove Britain from the jurisdiction of international bodies such as the European Court on Human Rights, which she said have thus far obstructed progress on this issue. Braverman also said that Sunak had committed to eliminating EU laws still on the books in Britain after Brexit, as well as issuing unequivocal statutory guidance to schools on transgenderism to safeguard what children were being taught and to protect the integrity of single-sex spaces. "This was a document with clear terms to which you agreed in October 2022 during your second leadership campaign. I trusted you. It is generally agreed that my support was a pivotal factor in winning the leadership contest and thus enabling you to become Prime Minister," Braverman wrote. In scathing remarks, Braverman said that despite a year of urging from her, none of the goals have been delivered upon by Sunak, whom she suggested has been misleading the public about his agenda. "You have manifestly and repeatedly failed to deliver on every single one of these key policies. Either your distinctive style of government means you are incapable of doing so. Or, as I must surely conclude now, you never had any intention of keeping your promises," she wrote. "These are not just pet interests of mine. They are what we promised the British people in our 2019 manifesto, which led to a landslide victory. They are what people voted for in the 2016 Brexit referendum." From the final days of the Boris Johnson administration into the Sunak government, the Conservative Party, which now bears little resemblance to its name, has told the public that an illegal immigration crisis in the English Channel would finally end once legal challenges are cleared against its plans to send migrants to asylum status processing centres in Rwanda rather than allowing them to remain in Britain, and the scheme finally comes into force. However, Braverman said that relying on victories not only at the European Court of Human Rights, which the UK is still a member of despite Brexit given that it is technically a separate institution, as well as left-wing courts in Britain, represented magical thinking on behalf of Sunak. "At every stage of litigation, I cautioned you and your team against assuming we would win. I repeatedly urged you to take legislative measures that would better secure us against the possibility of defeat. You ignored these arguments. You opted instead for wishful thinking as a comfort blanket to avoid having to make hard choices. This irresponsibility has wasted time and left the country in an impossible position," she wrote. The former Home Secretary said that she argued to Sunak during her tenure that if he was unwilling to leave the ECHR outright, then the government should have at least passed legislation to limit the ability of courts to prevent the government's deportation efforts. "Your rejection of this path was not merely a betrayal of our agreement, but a betrayal of your promise to the nation that you would do whatever it takes to stop the boats," she declared. Braverman argued that should the Rwanda scheme be shut down by the Supreme Court, it would mean that Sunak's government had wasted a year, only to arrive back at square one. "Worse than this, your magical thinking, believing that you can will your way through this without upsetting polite opinion, has meant you have failed to prepare any sort of credible plan B," she noted. "I can only surmise that this is because you have no appetite for doing what is necessary, and therefore no real intention of fulfilling your pledge to the British people," Braverman said. Some have suggested that the letter from Braverman demonstrates her desire to take over the Conservative Party and replace Sunak as its leader. Braverman has already shown such ambitions, having unsuccessfully run in the race to replace Boris Johnson last year, in which she came sixth. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.